It's always a good time to take a break and look after your mental health, but sometimes that is easier said than done, especially for our busy farmers. But it is vitally important that our farmers, all of us really at some time, get a break, and for farmers to get a break from the farm to look after their physical and mental health. And that's the message being shared at the York Peninsula Field Days today by cricketing legend Brad Hogg. He's a national ambassador for Grain Producer Australia's program Farmer Mates Mental Health. That's a great initiative. And Angela Coe is actually at the Field Days today. She's tracked Brad down for us, so let's cross to her. Hey, Angela.
Hello, Selena. Thank you. Yes, it's been a great day here at the Field Days. We started with a bit of cloud cover, but it has brightened up for sure. There's lots of people running around from the very young to the very experienced, I'm going to say. Now, we have a special guest in today. Brad, we know you have a bit of a cricketing background, but you also have a farming background. Tell me about that.
Yeah, south of Perth, 200 k's out of Perth, in a town called Williams. I grew up on a farm there, and I was basically farming there till the age of 22. I was travelling up to Perth and trying to pursue a cricket career while still trying to keep a hand in the world of farming. Then all of a sudden, cricket took off, and I had to leave the farm. So that was my total farming career of about two and a half years.
but with that, you would have had a lot of experience and been in that community and learned a lot about, you know, the way that farmers work and the way that they seek help when they need to.
Oh, exactly right. But things have changed now. The community back then was a lot tighter. Farms are getting bigger now, and less populations in the smaller communities. So it's even more important that communities get together and stick together and help each other out when times are tough. I grew up in a small town, and we didn't really get affected too much by the weather. We had a pretty reliable spot in that particular region, and well, more livestock than grain, even though livestock at the moment is getting hit quite hard. But I was very fortunate. Everyone in the town knew that I wanted to play cricket for Australia from a very young age, and they did everything they possibly can to help me on that journey. So I had great support. They instilled great values, and I still remember getting slapped by one of the patrons out the pub in Williams on the backside because I was misbehaving. Went up and complained to Dad, and Dad said, "Well, you deserved it." that's what it was. It was Michael that did it, but at the end of the day, I deserved it. But you know, they all stood up for me and made sure that I was on the right road. So I was very lucky in that regard.
And now you're using your influence to try and give back to rural and regional communities. Is it hard to convince farmers to take a break from the day-to-day and look after themselves?
It's very hard to get anyone to take a break, really, because you're running your own operation, and you want to make sure you're giving it all your best, and sometimes you don't think you've got that time to get away from it. But I think it's very important just to be able to have a couple of days to a week where if you can get away, do get away, because you reconnect with yourself, but you can also really reconnect with your family, your wife and so forth. I understand that from the farming background. We had an operation 2 hours from the main farm, so Dad and I would be there for a couple of weeks, then we'd come back and slave away on the farm where we're at, and you sort of miss that connection with the rest of your family. So it's important that you do rejuvenate that, because that's just important, because they're your backbone as such. And putting it on a cricket perspective, you're away for a month, 2 months at hand, you get home, and all you want to do is sort of sit down and just recover from that trip, and all of a sudden you've got your family there that you've got to engage with, and to go from one part of life, which is completely different to the other part of life, can be very difficult for some men to turn around.
So what's your advice for those who need to make those transitions on either a weekly or monthly type of basis when they do get time with their family and friends?
Yeah, well, when you do take that time, sometimes you've been so caught up in your operation. When you do take that break, The things that are on your mind, if they're not in the front of your mind, but you're concentrating on your family, it's still working on the back of your mind. I'll put it this way. If I've got an issue where I'm trying to write something and I've got a mental blank, I'll go away for 30 minutes and do a Sudoku puzzle or something like that, something completely different, come back and the ideas are there. So sometimes, you know, taking that break clears the mind and then you come back fresh with new ideas and clearer ideas as well. So it's helping you connect with your family, but also helping you can rejuvenate your mind and help you create those new ideas moving forward in your operations, because things are moving quickly. You've got to adapt and you've got to look to the future, because you don't know what's going to happen in 5 years' time, and you might have that idea that changes the world.
You could well have that. Wouldn't that be nice? But as you mentioned, it seems like there's relentless bad news coming out of agriculture right now. Tanking livestock prices, export issues, talk of drought, varroa mite. Is it more important now than ever to plan for those breaks and really prioritise your mental health, your family, your physical health?
That's why you've got to make sure that in the good times and when things are going well, you do take those breaks and connect with other people and your family, because you've got to have that support group for the down times. That's everything in life. You know, it goes in waves, and you've got to celebrate the good times, but you've also got to work together in those bad times. And when you all get through those bad times and another good times happens, it makes it more enjoyable. You can celebrate with more people. It's kind of bring up a 2003 World Cup in a sense. You have this great trip over in South Africa. You play the final, you win the final, you come back, you do a bit of a parade down a couple of streets in a couple of cities. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you're out home. You sit down on your couch and you go, right, what now?
Yeah.
So at the end of a good crop, you know, you come to the end. Who are you going to celebrate with? Who are you going to keep in touch with and chat about, right, what's next for next year?
Yeah.
What are the strategies? What are the risks that we've got next year? If we have a bit of a downturn next year, how am I going to get through that so I can put another crop in the following year? And I'm pretty lucky in that regard that I still go down and visit my cousins and do a bit of work on my cousin's farm and still stay connected to the farming community and see what issues they are going through. So I understand it's very tough out here sometimes, but you also have some great years as well. Yeah.
Brad Hogg, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. I know you've got a big speech coming up in a moment. Lovely to chat with you.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for that. No, look, just been around the field day. We've got rural aid here. Fat farmers, that's a funny concept. Mm. That started 10 years ago or 12 years ago, 2010. Just a couple of farmers went to the gym and instead of going to the pub, they went to the gym and have a barbecue afterwards after doing a bit of exercise, and they're getting good traction now with healthy bodies, healthy minds. And I do a bit with Lifeline as well, and 131114 is Lifeline. You know, they've got volunteers there to help people that are going through stresses, any stress, financial or mental stress, that they've got volunteers out there that can help get you on the right track and get the right or the help that you need to get you back on track. But at the end of the day, you don't want to lose that community atmosphere, so stick together.
Absolutely fair. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Angela Coe there, she was crossing to us live from the York Peninsula Field Days, and she was speaking there to former cricketer Brad Hogg. He's a national ambassador for the Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative. There's more info about that initiative on the Grain Producer Australia's website. And don't forget, if you do need some help, that Lifeline's 24/7 telephone crisis support service is available, and that number that Brad just gave out was 13 11 14.